everybody. This is Danny. Wow. You know, it's so funny. No matter what goes on in my day, I hear the intros and I just get excited. I get excited about being able to meet you guys and hear your voices, hear your questions, and hopefully pass on just a couple nuggets of information that hopefully will bless your life in some way. For those of you that are brand new on the call, I know that there's several of you on the call tonight that are brand new. And you know what? Did you know it's December? What are you doing on a conference call in December? All I have to say is you're an opportunist. If you are on this call tonight and it's your first time listening in, and this is the absolute craziest month from, well, I won't say it. It's supposed to be from heaven, but it certainly isn't. You're on a call. That means you're an opportunist. That means that you did not buy your excuses of being too busy and needing to hang Christmas lights and needing to do this, that, and the other thing. And the parties that happen through the holidays, all that kind of busyness. And then there's some of you that don't believe any of that stuff, and you have no excuse at all whatsoever but to be on this call. But anyway, I want to encourage you and say congratulations. You know, you're an opportunist. You're somebody that's seeking a change in your life. You're somebody that's saying, enough is enough. I'm closing out 2003, and I want 2004 to be better than 2003. And so there's got to be something about you that made you make a sacrifice tonight to meet us on this phone call tonight. And for those of you that haven't had a chance to meet me, Hans just finished telling you a little bit about my story. I just want to cap on this. Exactly 13 years ago this month, in fact, 13 years ago this week, I became homeless. I lived out of a car. Luckily, I was in Hawaii and not Oakland, California, or some other huge city around the world. But I was living in Hawaii. I became totally homeless. My absolute fairy tale dream marriage broke up after just a couple months, and my husband turned out to be a con artist and drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. And so I found myself exactly 13 years ago, 50 pounds overweight, $35,000 in debt, a failed marriage, which, you know, is even hard to say that because it was a lie of who I married. He was a con artist, knew I was making a ton of money in network marketing, and boom. Saw me and said, "Bye, that's the ticket. She's going to get me to my next step," and he did. And it turned out he had done this to four other women before me. So I was just another sorry sucker, I guess you'd say. But anyway, so isn't that odd that 13 years ago this week I was homeless? And retail is the topic for tonight, and retail is what got me into an apartment. It wasn't recruiting, it was retailing. And see, some people in this business, they're good at retailing products. They're good at selling their products. They're good at exposing those products. They're just really good with their product line. And then there's others that are really, really good with recruiting, good at adding people to their sales force. And then there's some that are very good at building and developing a team. And later on, she doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to have Carrie Russell tell you what's been happening in her business since she started coming to these seminars. And September, she brought a few people to the September First Steps to Success seminar in Sacramento. Her business since then has just gone absolutely haywire. She then went again in November in Reston, Virginia, and we just got a huge package in the mail, and she's got a truckload, actually a plane load, of people flying in from all over the place to Reston, Virginia again January 24th and 25th. And so you guys are going to get the chance to hear from her later, so Carrie, prepare, because not that you're going to, I'm not going to put you on the spot to have you train, but we just want to hear how you're succeeding and what you're doing, and you're truly an inspiration to so many people. Last week I had an awesome chance to be on another conference call on Thursday. Still while I was in North Carolina, I spent 8 days in North Carolina working on a huge project out there, and did a conference call for another company. The thing was just packed out, and I know a lot of you that are on the call tonight are from that company, and so I'm happy to have you here on my Monday night call. This is exciting. So anyway, after being totally homeless, I had basically a trunk in the back of my car. I had all of my clothes in there. I found a payphone booth to start off with, and I hand wrote a flyer. And at the time, I was in the nutrition industry. Out of that particular product line that I got backed into, I wanted nothing to do with the industry at all. Oh, gosh, this is the last thing in the world I wanted to do. I was cocktail waitressing. And in fact, tomorrow was my first day as a cocktail waitress ever in my life. Tomorrow, 13 years ago, not now. And interestingly enough, I got backed into it. I think God sometimes has other plans for us than what we would like to do. I think sometimes there's just this incredible pull to push us into directions or pull us into directions that we just never thought we would be in. And that's where I found myself. You know, sometimes I think God's very obvious about where, you know, he's trying to lead you. And I was fighting this business. I was fighting the whole nutrition thing. I was fighting it all. And again, on this call, it's not specific to any particular company or product line. If I begin to tell you about what I used to sell, I'm no longer selling that. And so don't worry about you're not going to be recruited into anything from this call. This is specifically to give you specialized knowledge in your network marketing business. So anyway, I was really fighting it. I didn't want to do this business. I didn't want anything to do with it. I didn't want to recruit people. I didn't want to sell anything. I just did not want to do that. I really saw myself as a cocktail waitress for the rest of my life. I was making $100 a night. And I felt that that was just fine. And, man, December 25th, I just had the hugest wake-up call of my life. I'd spent about a week and a half or so, 2 weeks, in my car, living in my car, sleeping beach to beach, hanging my head wherever I possibly could. And I remember being at a beach party for the bar that I worked at, and I remember getting out of the water and looking at the people that I was hanging out with. Now, a lot of people did drugs. In fact, the night before Christmas Eve, they were doing drugs. And I remember looking at that going, no, look what you've done. Look what you are becoming. This is not you. This is not you. There's more to life than this. Come on, Danny, you know you have big desires. You have big dreams. Don't give up. Don't give up. I remember walking over to that little picnic area, grabbing my towel and getting in my car and driving to the next beach. And the entire way there, I just completely annihilated myself verbally. It was almost like I was talking to, I don't know, some enemy. Just chewing myself out. Because the major realization, man, I'm going to get emotional talking about this. The major realization set in. And that is that I let life live me. And I was a victim of circumstance. I let everyone around me make decisions for me. I let every situation around me make decisions for me. I had lost a vision for my life. I had lost fervor to live. I had lost passion, drive. I lost it all. I gave up. So the whole trip back to the next speech, I was chewing myself out, just saying, no, you can't do this. Enough is enough. And what I pray tonight is that you reach that point where enough is enough. Where you just have to try again and try harder. Where you go back to some vision and some goals and some dreams that you once had. And you forget about what this year, maybe this year was a hard year. Maybe the year before. Maybe the last 20 years have been hard years. Well, the first 21 years of my life were absolute hell. Until I had a massive turning point on that beach. Massive. Where I said enough is enough. Have you reached that point of enough is enough? It's a good question. I had reached that point. And it was retail from the 26th to the 31st of December that I made $2,000. I worked 10 hours because I worked 12-hour shifts on my job. So I would get up sometime in the afternoon and get out there and retail some products. I want to share with you how I did that tonight. Because truly, it's the bread and butter in your business. And if you don't feel like you're good at it, you want to recruit people who are. Because that's what will solidify your business. You have to have retail success. And again, if you're not good at it, find other people who are. You don't want just a business that's just all recruiting and that you're not having people get on your products, get sold on your products, and that they believe in your products. It's so important that you do that. And if you have other questions about, you know, every other phase of the business, there's lots that you can glean from. I heard a gentleman, I believe it was, he's from Canada, saying that he has been listening to the past conference calls on the website. That website is there for you guys. It's free. But that is just crumbs, literally. I mean, I can't do much in an hour, literally. Cannot do much. But the CDs from North Carolina are available. We're reaching near a sold-out state in that. Those are 2 days worth of trainings. It's 10 hours worth of training. There's a bonus CD on there. You can get those off the website, DannyJohnson.com. And if you really, really want to have a huge change in your life, and I mean, and some of you don't want a change in your life, and that's fine. That's totally fine. But if you would like to jumpstart your life, if you want to propel it in a direction that you never even knew were possible. If you like to discover some things about yourself that you never even knew, if you like to discover the things that have been holding you back, things that you forgot about, things that you decided not to do because of fear, whatever it is, be at the seminar in Reston, Virginia on January 24th and 25th. I can't encourage you enough to do that. And especially if you start your year off like that. It's so important to get that shot in the arm. Not motivation. This is not a motivational seminar by any stretch of the imagination. But when you have things broken off of you and you have self-discovery on what's been holding you back and things that you could improve that you never even realized were there, holy smokes, you want to talk about when freedom happens in your life, it is called self-motivation. You don't have to worry about motivating yourself. And you're not going to get motivated at this seminar in January. You're going to get set free. And being free will propel you with drive, passion, purpose, and vision, which means you will go to bed later at night, you'll get up early in the morning. You will not be able to stop yourself because there will be something within you that is alive again. So that's January 24th and 25th in Reston, Virginia. I'll make an announcement towards the end of the call about how to get there and the Sheridan and all that kind of stuff. So retail success. One is the first and most important thing that you need to do is you need to use your products. You need to be so sold on your products. It amazes me how many people that start in our business that don't even use the products. And this is what I say to you. This business will not last for you. I've never seen anybody ever make huge money that did not use their products. I'm sorry. Every person I know, and I know many millionaires in our industry, every single one of them have said the same thing and have followed in their own teaching, which is to use the products, use them religiously, and be passionate about your product line. And here's why. Well, Hans had said that I started my own network marketing company in 1992. I ran that until 1996 with a team of, obviously, a great team of people who helped me. And I had to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars into a product line. So you can bet your bottom dollar that I used my products. My house was filled with my products. Why? Because I had so much invested in those products, I needed to know them inside and out, literally, outside and inside my body. And so the only reason why people do not use their products is because they are actually on a track to fail, and they don't even realize it. They're actually on a track to not succeed, to not make any money, to not have any kind of short-term nor long-term success. Now, do I know some salespeople that can sell products that they don't use? Yes. But if you're going to be in business for yourself and you plan on making this a real sure, solid go of it, then you must be completely sold out on the product line. So one, how do you get sold out on your product line? Well, some of your products need an educational sell. Those educational sells need to happen in your car. Those educational sells need to happen while you're in the shower. Put a tape player in, you know, in the bathroom. Early in the morning doing research on it, late at night doing research on it, and learn all you can. I spent many years in the nutrition industry, and I've sold non-consumable and I've sold consumable products. I've been on every end of this industry. And what I will tell you is the more information that you personally get on your products and the more you listen to it, oh my gosh, the more excited you're going to get, the more you're going to believe in them, the more passion is going to exude out of you. And here's the bottom line in retail and products, conviction. You have to have conviction or forget it. Hang it up if you are not convicted by your product line. So, and on that note, get all the information that you can. That, and again, that's not during prime time hours. Those are off time hours when you can't be talking to anybody, when you can't be selling something. That's when you're going to be reading. That's when you're going to be listening to tapes in your car about your product line. For example, if you're in a nutritional company, absolutely get the tapes that the doctors, almost every, you know, network marketing company that has nutrition products has doctors, and I'm sure they all have tapes. Listen to them. But, and write this down, forget everything you know. That information is for your ears only. That information will not help you in the mechanics of selling your product. And so there's a reason why I say this. This is a big mistake. In fact, I have a company that right now is talking about contracting me in to do training. They are a nutritional company, and oh my gosh, they're moving slowly, very slowly. And one of the reasons is that they have a whole team of doctors that do all their trainings, and they inundate their distributors with massive product knowledge. The distributors can't possibly sell it because, first of all, they're intimidated by having the knowledge of a doctor, and thinking that they're never, ever going to be able to learn that much. But when they go to sell their prospect, let me tell you what happens. If you're before a prospect and you are sounding a little too smart, and you are inundating them with information that is absolutely not necessary, and I'll tell you what is necessary later, then they have to go home and think about it. And understand this. When you are talking to a prospect about your product, they are looking at what you're doing, and they're sitting there asking themselves in the back of their mind, subconsciously, they're saying, could I do that? If they cannot, guess what? They say, I can't do that. That's great for her, but I certainly couldn't make that happen. And that's what would wind up happening. So if you're having a hard time having your retail customers turn into distributors, that could be one reason why, is that you are too complicated and you have too much product knowledge that you are spewing onto them. Because write this down. This is very important. There's only a couple things your customers care about. This is it. Does it work? And will it work for me? There is only one thing that proves whether or not your product works, and one thing only. And hello, only one. Okay, you're talking to someone who has retailed hundreds of thousands of, actually millions and millions of dollars worth of product, and have taught tens of thousands of people to retail products. And this is what I still know to this day. I've been in network marketing for 15 years. This is what I will tell you. They care about one thing, and that is, does it work, and is it going to work for me? And the only thing that tells them that is your story and the stories of other people. That's it. Your story and the stories of other people. Your story could be, it tastes good, or I use it and it works. But your story, the fact that you personally use it, is the most important story that you have. Well, Danny, what if I don't have a story? That's okay. The story could be you use it every month. And tell your upline story, meaning the person who got you started. Okay, tell the story of the person who got you started. For example, when I was homeless, I was heavy. I was gaining a pound a day. I gained 25 pounds after I got married, and I gained a pound a day after I became homeless. How's that possible? Stress will do it to you. And so I was not like the picture-perfect person for a weight loss product. No, 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 I was not. However, my sponsor, the one who sold it to me, lost 160 pounds on that product. So all I did was tell her story. I knew that I didn't have a story. I said, hey, I just got this stuff, and the girl that sold it to me lost 160 pounds. And that sold four girls who were thinking about losing weight, all of a sudden committed them to losing weight and committed them to spending $125 in the month of December for that product. How's that? Okay, why? They didn't have a brochure. They didn't have the product in front of them. They couldn't see the ingredients. They couldn't see nothing. All they knew was that somebody else had success. And that's all that you need. Is all you need is a testimonial, yours and others. That's what you have to have. Okay, and here's the other thing. And testimonials, by the way, is an emotional sell. And I don't care if you're selling magnets or telecommunication products. I don't care. There is an emotional sell with, oh my gosh, I have unlimited. I could talk to my mother for 4 hours, and my phone bill is not going to change. I mean, that's an emotional sell. So whatever it is that you have, there is an emotional attachment to it somehow. Find your story in it. Tell the story of other people. That's what's going to sell your product, not your knowledge about the product. And I've had hundreds of people challenge me on this, and they all wind up coming back going, you're right. In fact, I had many people, when they're hungry, they're teachable. You know, when you're first getting started, you're teachable. Actually, not everybody is, but some people are. That when you're first getting in, you're teachable, and so that's when they'll listen to you. You go and you tell them, okay, this is all you do. You show the product. You do not give a whole ton of detail. You tell them stories. Story them to death. And if they ask you any questions, this is what you say, and this is for you also to write down. If they ask you any questions, this is what you say. You say, I don't know. All I know is, and you give a testimony. So again, it's I don't know. All I know is story. So whatever the question is, they could say, well, can you tell me what the ingredients are? You say, Martha, you know, I don't know. All I know is I got started on this stuff, and I've never felt better before in my life. For any reason that you're not satisfied, you'll get your money back, 100% money back guarantee. She says, but can you tell me if there's any vitamin C? You say, you know, I don't know. All I do know is that I got started on this stuff. I've never felt better before in my life. For any reason you are not totally satisfied, we will give you your money back. Now, some of you are saying, now, Dan, that just sounds too simple. Well, you know what? You're right, and it works. Absolutely, 100% works. We're done. I could, like, end the call because that's all it takes to retail products. It's too simple. People just complicate it. So I guess I have to untrain you now. So, yes, A, get all the product knowledge that you could possibly find. Totally important thing to do. But leave that for yourself for your own conviction. When you get another distributor started, load them up with tons of information about your product. But then tell them to forget it, that it's only for their ears and their ears only. That if they have, that when they go to sell their product, they have to keep it very simple. Because in keeping it simple, all you do is tell your customer what they want to hear. And that is, A, does it work? Yes, the stories prove that it works. And B, is it going to work for them? If it works for me, it's going to work for you. And that's what proves that. So, there you go. I could, like, stop now. Okay, so anyway, let me think. okay, let's talk about exposing your product. We could do that. Lots of different ways to expose your product line. One, you've got to constantly be doing some kind of advertising, whether you're using your own body as advertising. You know, I wore buttons for probably 10 years. A button that said, you know, ask me about whatever. Whatever it is that I had that was of interest, I had this button that said, ask me about. We have people that have carried their nutritional products in clear backpacks. Just stuff the clear backpack full of stuff. Wherever they go, they've got that clear backpack. I've had people take their product, put it in a grocery cart, take that grocery cart around people. Oh, where did you find that? I need one of those. And sell that box right then and there. Do you understand? I mean, expose it anywhere you can. Then there's, you know, at your desk at work, if you have a tangible product that, you know, you can touch, set it there on your desk. Let it be your own supply. If you're doing a vitamin thing, make sure you're taking vitamins in front of people all the time. And don't have a sourpuss face when you do it. That's kind of important. There's all kinds of ways. I mean, there's flyers that you can do. Pull-tab flyers at post offices. Pull-tab flyers at Walmart. Hello. Wherever there's a billboard, make sure you have advertising. Come on, put some advertising someplace for your business to retail your products, okay? I took a handwritten flyer, put it up at a payphone booth, got a guy to give me a voicemail number without me paying him, and put that up at my payphone booth, I mean, up at the post office. 3.5 hours later, I got 25 phone calls. So it works. Just have some kind of advertising out there. Some of you, here's another way to do it. Some of you can, there's loads of places to get lists of different newspapers around the country and what the price points are on those newspapers. And you could do, like, let's say that you could run an ad for $35 a week. Now, that would be in some obscure town like, you know, Sonora, California, where I live. And don't do it. I'm doing it here. Anyway, you could do it in some obscure place around. In fact, this is how I met my sponsor in the nutrition business. She had about 10 ads running in a bunch of tiny little towns all over the country, one of which was the West Hawaii Today in Hawaii. And that just cracks me up. And so anyway, if it's $35 or $50 times 10, that's $500. But you're probably going to get 10, 20, 30 calls per newspaper. Do you understand? You can get 10 to 30 or 40 calls per newspaper times 10 publications. Hello, you just got inundated with leads. I've had many people do this. We had this ad that we used to run all the time. They had a gal just pick some obscure place out in some obscure state and with some little tiny population, got 400 calls. She couldn't even call them all back. She called the first 10, sold 10 of these weight loss programs, and hello, she made $500. So anyway, do some kind of advertising. You could do very inexpensive advertising. And by the way, if you really are in business, you are going to have to invest money into your business. I'm sorry to be the bearer of the bad news. But yes, you are going to need to advertise. Figure out what kind of an advertising budget you want to have, and let your retail sales be part of your advertising budget. So let's say you're making $500 a month in retail. I would recommend that you spend a portion of that and pour it into more advertising. Do not get caught in what we call lead deficit disorder. It's so bad. It's so bad when you get into a place where you have no one to talk to. And in this business, you've always got to have people to talk to. Always, always, always. You want to never be in a situation where you don't have a live, breathing person to talk to. So I highly recommend doing any kind of advertising that you can. And there's lots of different advertising you can do. Some of you have catalogs. Leave it catalogs everywhere. If you find that your catalog does well, leave it there. Some of you have sales letters. Leave them everywhere. Just make sure that you are constantly putting out information to expose your business, okay? You've got to constantly expose what you have. Anyway, so that's one way. Here's another way that you can retail your products. I don't know if you're interested in this or not, but whether or not, it doesn't really matter because there are billions of dollars every single year. There's probably millions of dollars every month being done in home party plans. The party plan version works beautifully. Oh, my gosh. In fact, a huge percentage of network marketing companies, that's the only way they build is through party plans. And in this little town that I live in, people love going to parties. My gosh, every single month I'm getting a new card for something else. Party light, temperature. Beauty control now is hitting my town like crazy. I mean, you name it, every party plan has hit this little town. Why? Because there's nothing to do here. And mothers love to get the heck out. Or husbands love to get out and go have a couple drinks with the guys, and boom, be pitched on a new plan. They just need an excuse to go do something. And there are some people in some towns that are like that. And anyway, so that's another way of exposing your product line is through a party, doing a home party of some sort. And they work. I know Carrie Russell, who is doing absolutely phenomenal, is building her business that way by doing home parties and duplicating that throughout her sales force. And they work. They absolutely work. In fact, I had a 19-year-old kid take me up on this about 6 years ago. He was a college kid, didn't have a job, invited all of his friends and their parents over to the house, sold $2,000 worth of retail product that he knew nothing about. Showed this 10-minute video, started telling stories, told my story, told his sponsor's story, told the friends' stories that were on it, and sold all. He bought $2,000 of stuff. He sold it all gone that day. Made $800. Hello. That's insane. That is absolutely insane. This kid made $800 in one day. So they work. I know of another guy out in somewhere over there on the East Coast. I forgot what state Walter's from. Same thing. He basically had a home party, but not in a home. It was in a real estate office. He made $2,000 worth of profits in 4 hours by doing a little demonstration presentation thing from an office, a real estate office. And so, anyway, all I have to say is that any way that you can expose your product, do it. Anyway, whatever fits your fancy, make sure you're doing a lot of it to get lots of people to talk to. And when you do talk to those people and you have that conviction in your product, I used to say this in training because usually I just let the customer go through the motions. I'm like, listen, in my mind, it's what I'm saying, just pull out your checkbook. Look, can we just get this over with? Because you're going to buy it whether you know it or not. And that's truly the confidence that I had because I knew my conviction was strong. I knew their need was the product that I had. It's a perfect match. Now all it is, well, you know, I really can't afford it right now. Here's my answer. Gosh, Sarah, you know, I don't know about that. All I know is you just said you are really sick and tired of all of your allergies. I got started on this stuff, and I've never felt better before in my life. For any reason you don't get rid of those allergies, you're going to get your money back. So are you ready to feel better or not? What is she going to say? Is she going to say, no, I want my allergies. I want to keep sneezing. I like my watery eyes. I like my runny nose. I don't think so. Okay? But anyway, so I can't wait for you guys to get that confidence place of, oh, just pull out your checkbook. You're going to buy. You just don't know it yet. Okay, so again, the answer is, you know, I don't know. All I know is, and give your testimony. And then answer it with, if your product line, by the way, has 100% money-back guarantee. And if your company doesn't, then maybe you want to honor a 100% money-back guarantee because you'll be amazed how many people do not call you for, unless you have a really bad product, how many people call you for a refund. Very, 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 very few. I mean, it's like maybe 1%. And if you're in business, guess what? I took a return back to Walmart today myself. If you're in business, trust me, expect it. It's part of it. It's part of doing business. Everybody in business knows that there's going to be some kind of returns for some things. That's just the way it works. So don't be afraid of getting those kinds of returns and stuff. And don't think that you're in a bad deal if you're getting returns. It's all part of the business. And at that point, then start troubleshooting. So anyway, what I want to do is I want to role play with somebody. Yeah, hold on a second. Okay, you guys, if you're there, is there anybody online?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Danny.
Hello.
Okay, and none of you guys have background noise, which is so awesome. And if you do, if you're going to have a kid screaming, like one of my five, then you can mute your line out by pressing star six, or a dog barking, or please don't be watching TV while I'm training. But anyway, if you have any kind of background noise, you can just star six your line. But just remember, if you try to talk to me, I can't hear you because you're muted. And, by the way, is Marty on the phone? She's not. Well, for those of you that were in Reston last month, you guys heard a story about my daughter, and also those of you that were in North Carolina. Just to give you real quick heads up, for those of you who kept me in your prayers, my baby is coming home December 16th for good.
Oh, my gosh.
Things went well, and I'm decorating her room, and she's home. She's home for good.
Congratulations.
Yes! So anyway, this is a huge miracle. I don't want to get into that personal detail, but when you come to the seminar, you'll hear the whole deal and the tragedy of what's happened in two people's lives that has just been made totally redeemed, and my daughter will be home very soon. I pick her up on the 16th. So anyway, let's go ahead and role play. For those of you that know what I'm talking about and you're not crying, who wants to role play with me? Let's just role play one real quick one, and then I'll answer any questions that you guys have.
I'll do it, Danny.
Oh, who's you?
This is Jay.
Oh. Hey, Jay. How
hey,
are
Danny.
You?
I'm doing well.
Good. It's so good to hear your voice.
It's always great to hear yours.
You're so sweet. Thank you so much. You're such a blessing to me all the time. Okay, Jay, let's go ahead and role play. And I know what you're in the nutrition industry, so this was easy for me and you. I don't need to do any research on what your product is.
Okay.
Okay, so, Jay, yeah. So I already know what your product is, so I don't have to ask any questions. Okay, so let's say that I just showed you the product. Are you doing it online now, or how are you doing this? Are you doing any kind of advertising at all?
You know what? Mostly just in person now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how are you getting your leads?
Well, that's another story too, Danny, because I'm doing another company.
That's okay.
Right now.
That's
yeah.
Okay. That's good.
So that's good. Right now it's mostly in person. I'm beating the bushes.
Ooh, you are a stud. That's
I know
awesome.
I need more though.
Okay. So in other words, you are making contacts with people when you're out and about. Okay, so let's say you formed that person. If you don't, by the way, if you don't know what I mean by form somebody, go get the CDs from North Carolina or meet me in Reston, Virginia. But that's a huge bottom line foundation of a sale is building a rapport with the person to find their need. And so anyway, so you know what? Let's pretend that I've presented it to you, and I'm going to ask you what you liked about it because I need to know what your needs are. And if I don't know those yet, only because we don't have a foundation, we don't have time to go through it. So tell me what you like about the product so far.
Well, I like the fact that it's just a kind of a simple all-in-one deal.
Uh-huh.
And I know my kids don't like choking down vitamin pills and it's liquid, so I like that too.
Okay. So how is your health, Jay?
Oh, it's okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Wow. How come it's not awesome?
Well, it can always be better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's your energy level?
It's up there.
Okay, so your health is okay and your energy level is up there.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any health concerns or needs at all?
Danny?
Yes?
Do I pretend that, like...
You pretend like you're not on your stuff, you goof.
Okay. Yes. It's really hard to do that. Okay.
So you have to think about before you ever got on supplements. There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Great.
Try again, Jay.
You know, I just... I'm beat by the end of the day. I just always... I work long, hard hours early, and I get home, and I'm beat.
Okay. By the way, guys, you just gave me two huge clues. This would be a perfect prospect for your business, but I'm not going to go there yet. We're talking about retail tonight. Okay, so you work a long, hard day,
mm-hmm.
and by the time you get home, you're just totally beat.
I'm beat, yeah.
Really?
Hardly have energy to kick the dog.
Oh, well, we better change that so you can kick your dog. That's amazing. So would you say that if you had more energy, do you feel like you could be more productive even when you got home?
I'd say I'd love to have more energy. Besides, you know, I get sick not too often, but enough where I don't, you know, it just takes the edge off life in general.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you find yourself stressed often?
In my line of work?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Jay, I just want to ask you something. How serious are you about changing your health and feeling better, having more energy, getting back that, you know, that push that you wake up with throughout the day?
Well, if there's a way I could get on top of the game with a lot of energy, yeah, I'd love that.
Okay. All right, well, here's our product. This is the price. And this is the way you're going to take it. And by the way, here's another way you guys can do this. This is called an assumption close. You just immediately start telling them how to use it. So I'll say, okay, well, this is what you're going to do. You're going to take this twice a day or once a day or whatever. This is all you have to do, swallow it. And this is what I want you to do, Jay.
Uh-huh.
I want you to use it. I want you to use it faithfully, and I'm going to call you in about 3 days and see how you're feeling, because I'm confident that you're going to start getting your energy level back. In fact, I want a list of more things that you've done just as a direct result of feeling better.
Okay, what if I don't feel better after taking it?
Well, let's just see how long it's going to take. I mean, how long have you been feeling the way you do right now?
18 years.
Well, are you willing to at least give it 30 days?
That's fair enough.
I think so. And for any reason you're not totally satisfied, you're going to get your money back. So you got nothing to lose but your bad energy level.
So give me all my money back.
I'll give it all back.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
All right.
And tastes good on top of that, huh?
What's that?
It tastes good on top of that, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, cool.
But, you know, some people like different things. I mean, I just met a lady that likes anchovies. What may taste good to her may not taste good to you and I. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see if you
okay,
just try it.
Off my pizza.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Anyway, okay, so that basically gives you an idea of how to retail this product. Let's go ahead and open the floor for questions. If any of you have any questions about retailing your products, handling objections, any of that kind of stuff that you run into, jump out, say your name, and where you're calling from.
This is Roberta from Florida.
Hi, Roberta. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Danny. Thanks.
Good.
I have a question. I often get objections like, oh, I just don't like taking pills. But I want to lose weight, but I don't want to take a pill.
Okay. Roberta, were you on my call last Thursday?
Yes, I was.
I thought so. I remember hearing your voice.
Yes.
Okay, so I understand. Okay, and this is what I would say. So, Roberta, and you be the person that needs to lose weight. So, Roberta, how much weight do you want to lose?
50 pounds.
Okay. Roberta, how long have you wanted to lose this weight?
Oh, God, I can't remember. Years.
Okay. So, you know, I understand about you not wanting to take the tablets. And Roberta, you never want to say pills. Pills, by the way, for all of you that sell nutritionals, pills have a negative connotation. You associate them with drugs.
Wow.
And for some people, that could be a joyride. But for the vast majority, it's not. Okay, so you want to call them tablets. Okay, fair enough?
Fair.
Or if you have capsules, you can call them capsules.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, Roberta, I totally understand. I mean, I once needed to lose 50 pounds. And you know, the idea of taking those, I understand. And I really don't know about all of that. But all I know is I was so absolutely desperate to lose my 50 pounds. And I had to lose it once and for all. I had lost and gained it four times. And since I got started on this product, I have never, it's been 12 and a half years that I've lost my weight and kept it off. And so I don't care. For me, it doesn't matter what I had to swallow. The fact that this helped me lose my 50 pounds and now I've kept it off for 12 and a half years and I've had four more children in those 12 and a half years was so worth it to me. So all I know is that if you get started on this product and you take it faithfully, Roberta, I promise you that if you do not get the kind of results that I got, you're going to get your money back 100% guaranteed. So are you serious and ready to lose that 50 pounds now?
I am, but I need to talk to my husband. We're trying to buy a house in a couple of months, and I just don't know right now. I mean, I'm serious, but, you know, to take the pills, and you don't have just one thing I could take?
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to take that whole, all that stuff.
Okay. Well, it all depends on how quick you want to see results. And all I know is that, you know, I use the complete program. I lost my 50 pounds. I've kept it off for 12 and a half years. I am so happy I did. So whatever part of that program that you do not like, you can get 100% of your money back.
Well, let me ask my husband.
Okay, Roberta, you think your husband would object to you losing 50 pounds?
No, not really. Not really.
Okay. Time out, Roberta. You got me to do this last Thursday. Okay, and I want to do it again. This is when you say next. Okay, everybody, you need to learn this word. It's called next.
I love you.
Oh, you are so bad. Okay, did you do it? Were you the one that did this to me last Thursday?
I did.
I know it. Okay, and this is the point. Now, you want to be very nice, very loving, as Christ-like as you possibly can, okay. But you want to say, you know what, Roberta, I think it is better off that you do talk to your husband, and when you are absolutely serious about losing your weight, then why don't you go ahead and give me a call?
Right.
When you have somebody that has this, do it, kind of whiny, self-pitiful tone in their voice, you guys, do not get challenged by this person. Thanks for Roberta doing this again to me. Do not get challenged by this person. This is when you want to say, next. In fact, when you get off the phone, scream, next. I'm telling you, I have done that so many times. But I'm serious because they're not worth your time. Because let me tell you what happened. Let's say that I did let this woman buy the product. And you heard me right. Let this person buy my product.
Yeah.
That person's going to whine about what they're taking. First of all, you're going to call them, and on the third day when you go to follow up with them, guess what they're going to say? Well, I haven't started yet. That's what they're going to say. Oh, you know why you guys are laughing? Because you have these customers. That's why you're laughing, because you have convinced those people to use the product. Now, Roberta, you haven't been to First Steps yet. You better jump on a car, a train, a plane, or whatever, and get up to Virginia next month, because this will hit you. If you have to convince somebody to buy it, you have to, okay, are you ready? Here I go. Carrie Russell, are you listening? If you tell someone to buy it, you have to convince them to try it. You have to convince them to swallow it. You have to convince them to use it. You have to convince them the next day, and the next day, 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 to use it again. Then, here comes the end of the month. Then you have to convince them to reorder. Oh my gosh. That is so not worth the 50 stinking bucks. It is so not worth it.
You are so illegal, Danny.
And I'm totally politically incorrect. But you know what? This call is about being real, and that's what I am. I am real. So when you come to somebody like that, that's when you just have to say, you know what, Roberta, I just think, you know, I think when you're serious, you probably should call me. And leave it at that. Absolutely leave it at that. You are the one in the driver's seat. Roberta, you are a crack-up. She did this to me just a few days ago on the phone with hundreds of people on the call.
You are so awesome.
So sweet. You wanted to see if I would do it again, huh? You were testing me to see if I was consistent.
No, because you are so encouraging, because I do get that.
You do?
I do say that. Well, is it pills? I said, no, it's capsules or tablets or whatever. uh-huh. or it's liquid. How does it taste?
You know, I really like it, but all I know is if you get on it, you're going to get some awesome results, and for any reason that you don't, you're going to get 100% of your money back. So are you ready to lose weight or not? That's the bottom line. And this thing, I have to talk to my husband, whatever. Did the woman have to talk to her husband about gaining 50 pounds? No. Did she have to talk to her husband about going to Walmart and buying that cheap crap that didn't work? No. Oh, my gosh. I am really going off. That's what you have to know. All they want to know. And this is why they give you that excuse. They don't want to waste any money. They don't want to try something else that isn't going to work again. Roberta, stop laughing. And the only thing that's going to convince them that it's going to work for them is testimonials, and that's it. So the whole reason for that I have to talk to my husband first is because they're afraid of losing money and that it's not going to work for them. The only thing that proves it to them that it will work for them, if they are provable and not a deadbeat, then is testimonials. And if the testimonials don't raise their temperature for the product line, guess what? They were not serious enough for your product. And they were not worth your time, because I promise you, man, I know just hundreds of people, convince people all the time. Carrie Russell, are you on the phone?
Yes.
Carrie.
Hello.
Can you tell us what has happened to you? Just tell, first of all, what happened since September, and then you went to November, and what's happened since then, and what kind of a plan are you on, and what are you doing? You have 4 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, everybody. Okay, September I went to an incredible training workshop called First Steps that Danny did in Sacramento. Came out of that training and went and did the three-party home training plan in Los Angeles with a gal named Julie Baker, and we got in a matter of about 4 weeks, we got about 20 new starts down in Los Angeles. Then a girlfriend of mine, Toni Durden, she's a flight attendant that I fly with, that we've been friends for many years, she got started, and she's somebody that I've been talking to about this business for 7 years, and it just wasn't her timing 7 years ago, but it is now, and she got started. Grew up in Virginia, so we went out to Mom's house in Virginia, and Mom, Carol Turner, hosted a party, and one day we got a total of 16 people started in one day. We did three presentations. Again, doing the home party training plan, you know, is just really works well. Carol got her 8 new starts that day. Out of those 8 people that Carol started that day, there are 5 of them that have gone to work, and 2 of them that got their 8 new starts in the month in the very first month, so they got their quick start bonus. So what's happening is just major duplication.
How many people did you sign up from September 20th to total in your business of all these new people that you started September 20th until November 8th? Or actually, just say the end of October, because I know you didn't know that.
Okay. In the Florida and Virginia team under Toni, we've got close to 150 new starts in 3 months.
And she just started in September.
She started in, she actually signed up right at the end of August and started working in September. And then in Los Angeles, the 20, and then, of course, you know, my 8 new starts that I try to hit each month. So, yeah, we're looking at, you know, getting close to 200 people in a matter of 3 months of working. And I'm not doing all that. It's duplication. It's new people that are going to work and getting into their home. I mean, we had one woman and her husband, John and Carolyn Hopkins, they had one home party out in Virginia. 12 people came to their home that night in one night. She went and got her 8 new starts right in one night of work and made $500 that night alone in just 2 hours of working. They were very excited.
And, Carrie, you brought 6 people to Reston, Virginia, November 8th.
That's right, 6 people.
Okay, now I remember that prior to November 8th, you had brought in about 60 new people from September to the end of October.
That's correct.
And then you had 6 brand new people from all over the place come up to Reston, Virginia.
Yes.
So what you're telling me right now is you've gone from 60 to nearly 200, and now those 6 people have duplicated from what they learned.
Right.
They're doing home party after home party. They're signing people up. They're selling product left and right. They're making their own money.
Right. That's exactly right.
Without you.
I traveled back out to Virginia last week. It was about a week and a half ago, and we sold 15 go packs.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's 15 people that have said, hey, you know what? We need a home-based business. We need an opportunity. And these are 15 people now that want to go to work. So I'm going to probably be going back out again the first week in January. But we've got, out of that team out there, we have seven people that have hit marketing manager in their very first month. So these are seven people that have gone and gotten eight people in their very first month.
Carrie, this is awesome.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, and so, Carrie, I know that your whole goal in October was to fill, to get a lot of people to Virginia for the First Step Seminar.
Absolutely.
And you had a lot of those people said, oh, we don't want to go to the motivational seminar.
There
but the six
so
that came.
So many people that couldn't go. I mean, my goal was to get 20 there, and we got seven of us total there. And I remember feeling just a little bit discouraged, but I was excited about the ones that did make it. Well, what's happening now is those people have gone home so excited that it's literally exploded that whole Virginia area. So now we've got 20 people enrolled already, and I'm expecting another 10 to 20 more before the workshop, because I'm going back out. So I'm hoping to get 40 to 50 people there from that area.
Gosh, Carrie, that is amazing.
There's people in Florida that are going to fly out too, which we're really excited about, Fort Lauderdale and Loxahatchee in Florida. So not to mention, I think, some people that are interested at this point in flying out from California. So it's going to be a blast, and if you're not registered, get registered.
That is just so exciting to see. You know, you were in that seminar. You took full advantage of everything that was taught. You put it into practice immediately and started, you just left the ground running and started going for it.
You know, the key is getting people into these trainings. If they don't have the training, even if it's the Monday night conference calls that you do, the training calls that you do every week, it's getting them involved and getting them trained. People that don't get trained really don't go far with this.
That's the bottom line. I know I've got Joanne Harvey on the phone, too. She's been bringing people to these trainings for years and said every person I've ever brought to those training seminars are still with me. She's got a business that's 7 years old now, and the people that would not go to that training seminar are no longer with her.
That's right.
It raises the commitment level tremendously. Okay, let me go ahead and wrap up this call. Carrie, thanks so much for being on the Spotlight Dad, and congratulations, man. This is huge. This is incredible success. I'm so happy for you and your team. And I got a message today from one person on your team that was in Virginia saying how much her life had been massively changed, that nothing in her life is the same today. She doesn't see things at all the same that she did prior to that. So that's exciting to see that you're making a difference in people's life like that, Carrie. Okay, so go to the website, get yourself registered, make the commitment. If you're flying out from California, JetBlue has flights available for $99 one way to Washington Dulles Hotel. I mean, Washington Dulles Airport. Duh. So $99 one way, and JetBlue is awesome. You get your own little personal television. They have bigger seats, more legroom. I can't wait. That's what we're flying on. And by the way, for those of you going to be there, you're going to meet my oldest daughter and my second daughter. So I'm bringing my 16-year-old and my 11-year-old with us on this trip. The seminar normally at the door is $300, which is very inexpensive on industry standards. If you pre-register, it's $197. Now, I don't care what you have to do to get there. Make it happen. I'm not kidding you. This is January, and I promise you that whoever's in that room is going to get things that are necessary on exploding their business for 2004. Don't kick yourself. I promise you will if you're not there. Somehow make it happen, and do this. Don't go alone. Take Carrie's advice. Duplicate your efforts. Let those people learn at the same rate that you are. Let them get conviction the way that you're going to get conviction. Let them walk by faith and not by sight. You'll be amazed at what kind of production happens in your sales force as a direct result of being there. So again, that's January 24th and 25th. The website again is DannyJohnson.com. Next Monday night, we will be right here live on this call again, talking about whatever topic it is that we pick to talk about. And if you would like to suggest a topic for next Monday, send me emails even now or throughout the week. Send me some emails. I would love to get some suggestions on what you guys would like to have on these calls. And also I would like input on what you're using them for. Do you use it for motivation? Do you use it for inspiration? Do you use it for knowledge? What do you use these calls for? One thing I'd like to know. The second thing is what would you like to hear me teach on? And if it's possible to teach it in 45 minutes, I'll do it. So anyway, God bless you guys. Everybody say goodbye to each other, and I can't wait to see you all in January.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.